I'm Tom Rowe in Acre, and Philip Grant up in Rensselaer County and I are bringing you the WGXC Congressional Report, full of stories about what the candidates and representatives from the New York 18th, 19th, 20th, and 21st Congressional Districts have been up to this past week. Go to WGXC.org in the WGXC newsroom for complete coverage of your congressional representative.
Catherine Doyle and Megan Leibowitz report for NBC that Republican Representative Elise Stefanik filed another complaint about a judge who has ruled on several cases of protesters attempting to overthrow the government on January 6, 2021. Stefanik alleged judicial misconduct because U.S. District Court Judge Beryl Howell, who has overseen various January 6-related cases, spoke in favor of democracy and against authoritarianism. Accepting an award at a Women's White Collar Defense Association gala, the judge said, and I quote, "My D.C. judicial colleagues and I regularly see the impact of big lies at the sentencing of hundreds of individuals who have been convicted for offense conduct on January 6, 2021, when they disrupted the certification of the 2020 presidential election at the U.S. Capitol. As district court judges, we are all about the facts," end quote. Stefanik calls that, and I quote, "highly inappropriate political speech," end quote. Stefanik submitted a complaint to D.C. Court of Appeals Chief Judge Sri Srinivasan. Stefanik filed a different legal complaint on November 10th against Supreme Court Justice Arthur Engoron, who is currently presiding over Donald J. Trump's civil fraud trial. Stefanik represents Rensselaer County and the rest of the 21st Congressional District. And you can read more about this story at NBC News. Mid-Hudson News reports that part of Dutchess County's urban trail project in the city and town of Poughkeepsie was named the Marcus J. Molinaro North Side Line at a ceremony celebrating its opening. Molinaro is currently congressional representative in another part of the state and has moved to Catskill, but before his current term, he served seven others as Dutchess County executive. The current, but soon retiring, Dutchess County Executive Bill O'Neill said, and I quote, "thanks to the vision and dedication of our own former county executive, Mark Molinaro, as well as community stakeholders, we are proud to bring this new kind of trail, which will be open, lit, and monitored 24/7, 365 to fruition," end quote. Read more about this story at Mid-Hudson News. MSNBC reports that so far Representative Elise Stefanik has not denounced former President Donald Trump for echoing Adolf Hitler from Mein Kampf. Donald Trump doubled down after speaking of immigrants as vermin, saying this week that, and I quote, "it's true that they're destroying the blood of our country. That's what they're doing. They don't like it when I said that, and I never read Mein Kampf. They said, oh, Hitler said that in a much different way," end quote. In Hitler's book, Mein Kampf, the dictator wrote that, and I quote, "all great cultures of the past perished only because the original creative race died out from blood poisoning," end quote. Stefanik, who was shouting at college presidents about anti-Semitism last week, was not only silent on the issue, but she met with Trump at his Mar-a-Lago resort and posted a photo with him on social media on December 19th. Stefanik represents Rensselaer and the rest of the 21st Congressional District. Trump is leading Republican candidates for president, though more and more running a fascist campaign. Read more about this story at MSNBC.
This has been the WGXC Congressional Report, tracking the votes, statements, positions, and campaigns of the representatives and candidates for the 18th, 19th, 20th, and 21st congressional seats in New York. Go to WGXC.org for more information.